I want you all to know that I was actually asked to do this. So, there are some books on evangelists that are really excellent. If Sam Cairns were here, and he was a long time in fellowship here, I think he served as an elder, didn't he? And he, of course, lives in Port Colborne, Ontario, where he heads up Gospel Folio. But he, if he were here, he would be promoting this book. He knows the author, who's now with the Lord, George Campbell, and he's very close with Gaius Goff. And these two men went out to Labrador, to the very far eastern coast of Canada, and in a district right on the sea, traveling up and down the coast, they effectively fulfilled the Great Commission in that area. Here were two young men who were fired with zeal for the gospel. And so Sam really likes this book. I think they saw about 23 assemblies established in that area, and which are carrying on. Now, another brother who was one of the most effective evangelists I ever met was John Martin. And there are copies of his story, Saved to Serve. He was from an Old Order Mennonite background and worked in Southern Ontario near where Kevin Shantz lives. And again, he saw about two dozen fellowships raised up. Some of them were quite large. And it's a very remarkable work. And when he was living, he lived to be quite advanced in years. But he was a very soft-spoken guy. He did a lot of door-to-door work, got into homes with home Bible studies, and a very effective evangelist, a real plotter. And I think I was told that on William Carey's tombstone, he has that statement, "I was just a plotter." And Jabe, when Jabe talks about his work, that's the way he describes himself. "I'm just a plotter." So, gifted, wonderful brothers. And then there's another book. We used to see Vernon Schlieff. He was, I think, born in Wisconsin. He was an orphan. But the Lord saved him in his mercy. And he had a wonderful ministry. He was a great man of faith and labored down in New Orleans. And he has some remarkable stories. I mean, reading this book, Our Great Adventure in Faith, will really help your prayer life. Now, there are a lot of great books out there about some of the well-known characters. I mentioned these. I don't know him closely, but I met and have talked to Gaius Goff. One time he went and he visited my dad to present the gospel. Went way out of his way out in North Dakota to visit my dad. And so I thank God for an evangelist like that. He's a real, this Gaius Goff and George Campbell, the real deal. These guys. So you can meet these men, get to know them, and pray for Western Michigan. One of the young men sent me a text a couple weeks ago. "Why don't we ever hear about church planting?" Good idea. Why not a new assembly down in Kalamazoo? You know, why don't we think that way? Why don't we pray? No harm in praying, right? And we're told to pray. Pray that the Lord of the harvest would thrust forth laborers into his harvest. I was told when we have volunteer things, well, all the young people, they're all working. They all have jobs. Good. God calls men who are workers, right? So that's good. And God wants you to have a vision for his work.